head coaches were drawn from the ranks of offense and defensive coordinators, not from among the line coaches. After my second season with the Razorbacks, I talked to Frank about my role with the team, and he agreed to let me coach the linebackers. It wasn't much of a promotion, but at least it was a new challenge. About that time, I received a telephone call from Don Coryell. "Joe, I've been named the head coach of the St. Louis Cardinals," he said excitedly. "How about coming to St. Louis with me and coaching the offensive line?" Talk about mixed emotions. I was elated that Coryell was jumping from the college ranks to the NFL, and I was honored that he would consider me for one of the coaching positions. On the other hand, I disliked the idea of continuing to coach the offensive line. Almost without thinking, I answered, "Congratulations, Don. I know you'll do a great job at the Cardinals, and I appreciate your offer, I really do. And I'd love to coach in the pros. But I'm tired of coaching the line, so I think I'll just stay here in Arkansas and coach on defense." I could hardly believe my own ears. I was still fretting about getting a head coaching job on the college level. I had contacted several colleges about head coaching jobs, and they wouldn't even talk to me. Now Don Coryell was handing me a chance to compete with the pros, and I turned him down. I must have been temporarily insane. For a few days, I kicked myself all over Fayetteville for my foolish decision. Then, amazingly, Don called back. "Hey, Joe, Jim Hannifin has agreed to coach the offensive line. How about coming to St. Louis and coaching the offensive backs?" Don Coryell's flexibility once again astonished me, not to mention his humility. Most coaches who had been blown off by a subordinate, the way I had rejected Don, would never condescend to call again with another opportunity. But not Coryell. He was more interested in building his team than protecting his feelings. Moreover, by rights, he shouldn't have put Jim Hannifin on the offensive line. Jim was a backfield coach. But the wisdom of this move was proven again and again over the years as Hannifin went on to become one of the premier line coaches in the NFL. In fact, when the Washington Redskins won the 92 Super Bowl, Jim Hannifin was coaching our offensive line. I coached at St. Louis from 1973 through 1977, longer than anywhere I had been previously. Coaching the offensive backs cranked my motor, and working with Don Coryell was one of the highlights of my career. We turned a losing team into a bona fide contender, and we even won a few division titles. Our success with the Cardinals also positioned me perfectly to make the jump to head coach, and I was ready, or at least I thought I was. But God knew I needed to learn how to handle adversity, so he arranged to have me take a job with the lowly Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The move came about unexpectedly. In our fifth year at St. Louis, we lost a key game against Washington, nixing our chances to make the playoffs that year. Coryell blew up at a press conference following the game, and things went downhill from there. The next weekend, I went to work, and the locks were changed. I called Pat and said, "What other part of..."